Move to Strike by Perry O'Shaughnessy. Copyright 2000 by Pamela and Mary O'Shaughnessy. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
To our sister Meg Peterson and our brother Patrick O'Shaughnessy, and to the next generation, Andrew, June, Connor, Coriana, Alana, Crystal, and Holly, and all their cousins on the launch pad and getting ready to fly. Move to Strike. Part 1. In his dream, he is killing the murderer. Bitter cold and the long wait numb the fingers around the knife, but he uses the strength of his shoulder to press it against the murderer's spine. They stand on the back porch of a cabin in winter. The murderer's back is turned. He has jimmied the lock and is turning the knob. All around is darkness, stars, ice, wind. He has waited for hours for the murderer. He has made a promise to himself that if the murderer comes to this woman's cabin on this night and tries to break in, he must die. He presses the knife against the murderer's spine, and the murderer arches his back against the pane. The murderer reaches behind him, cursing, and swipes at the knife as if swatting a bee. His hand touches the brittle blade. An infinitely long time goes by. The murderer's head turns slowly to the right, and he looks back. His body pivots carefully around the point of the knife. The murderer knows his center now, knows where his death lodges in his body. He wants to see the look of terror on the murderer's face as he dies. But the murderer is not terrified. The murderer is laughing. Chapter 1. Moist night wind swept the skin on her arms and flicked sharp points of hair into her eyes, pulling her sweatshirt.